Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. Today's show, I'm going to give you the latest on Sean Diddy Combs, Hoda Kotb, Macklemore, Mary J. Blige, Sabrina Carpenter, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I try to bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. Tell me what you think. The chat room is now open. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. That's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. You can also follow me on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on X at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain and the number 1. You can also follow me on X at Stiletto14. That's Stiletto like the shoe, STILETTO, and the number 14. You can also follow me on IG at T Jones Gibbs. That's TJONESGIBBS. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a cloudy 71 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I want to give a shout out to all my listeners out there. I know it's been a minute. I was supposed to do a show last week, but I was under the weather and I wasn't able to do one. I was supposed to do one, I think Saturday night, but I just was not feeling good. I was under the weather, so I'm sorry about that. If you guys was listening, waiting for that show. But today, we have a good one today. I want to know how's everybody been. It's September, and it is Hispanic Heritage Month. It usually lasts from September 15th to October 15th. And if you're not familiar with it, it's the annual celebration of Latinos, Latina Americans, and how their community has influenced and contributed to American society at large. This week, we're going to be remembering Miss Celia Cruz. She was a Cuban singer and one of the most popular Latin artists of the 20th century. Cruz rose to fame in Cuba during the 1950s as a singer of the Guarachas, earning the nickname La Guacharera del Cuba. And in the following decade, she became known internationally as the Queen of Salsa due to her contributions to Latin America, or Latin music, rather. She has sold over 10 million copies, making her one of the best-selling Latin music artists. Her musical legacy is made up of a total of 37 studio albums, as well as numerous live albums and collaborations. Throughout her career, she was awarded numerous prizes and distinctions, including 2 Grammy Awards and 3 Latin Grammy Awards. In addition to her prolific career in music, Cruz also made several appearances as an actress in movies and telenovelas. Her catchphrase, Azúcar, which means sugar in Spanish, has become one of the most recognizable symbols of salsa music. Celia Cruz, celebrating her on Hispanic Heritage Month. For some reason, I'm having some technical difficulties here. For some reason, my switchboard is not on for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I didn't even hear the cue to go on air. But as always, I try to make it work. This week on That's Entertainment, we're going to be talking about P. Diddy once again. You guys, if you are remembering, he was arrested. He's facing several serious charges about allegations from sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Well, this week, his lawyer is saying that now he's preparing to testify in the upcoming federal trial, and he's eager to defend himself. I'll tell you what that's all about. Also this week, we're going to be talking about Miss Hoda Kotb. She made a heartfelt announcement this week that she's leaving the Today Show after 26 years. That's right. Also this week, we're going to be talking about Macklemore, the Seattle-born rapper known for his outspokenness, found himself in some hot water after he chanted during a recent performance saying F America. It was a recent performance that he did at the Palestine Will Live Forever Festival. And by him doing that, apparently he lost some kind of endorsement. I'll tell you what that's about. And Mary J. Blige is getting ready to hit the road next year. That's right. The Yonkers, New York native will have more music to perform, and she's going to get ready to release her 15th studio album at the end of the year. And she's also going to bring music to light with an original movie. That's right. So we're looking forward to that. And Miss Sabrina Carpenter, you know, the 25-year-old pop sensation, she's getting ready to showcase her multifaceted talents in a nonsense Christmas, like Christmas special. It's going to be airing this December, and she's going to be performing songs from her 2023 holiday EP. And that's just the beginning of the show. So let's get started. Sean P. Diddy Combs is preparing to testify in his upcoming federal trial. He's very eager to defend himself against serious charges. He's facing allegations of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. The rap mogul is determined to share his side of the story. According to Diddy's attorney, Mark Agnifilo, he spoke to TMZ's TMZ's upcoming documentary, The Downfall of Diddy, The Indictment. And Diddy is resolved to present his narrative in court. Now, his attorney told TMZ that he thinks that Diddy has every right to tell his part of his story, including what we saw on that infamous video. The video, which is a key piece of evidence, showed Combs allegedly assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie, in a Los Angeles hotel hallway back in 2016. And despite the explicit footage, Diddy wants to address what happened, believing that he can best explain the content and his action. The charges against Diddy include orchestrating an elaborate session known as Freak Off, where women were allegedly forced into sexual activity with male sex workers for days. His legal team argued that these events were consensual, but the indictment paints a darker picture of coercion and threats. Now, a recent search of Diddy Holmes revealed large quantity of baby oil and lubricant, fueling further speculation about these gatherings. And beyond presenting a defense, Diddy's willingness to take the stand introduced substantial risk. Now, criminal defense have the right not to testify to avoid self-incrimination, but can choose to do so to share their perspective. Testifying makes in his case, it's going to make Diddy vulnerable to a rigorous cross-examination by prosecutors, potentially exposing inconsistencies or further damaging omissions. Now, Diddy was taken into custody in New York City on Monday night, September 16. He was arrested at the Park Hyatt Hotel where he was staying and was subsequently charged with racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud, and transportation to engage in prostitution. He was denied bail twice and currently remains behind bars at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where he's placed on suicide watch. And speaking of Diddy, the music industry might be darker than what people might have been thinking. This is according to Suge Knight. Amid P. Diddy's legal drama, the former Def Row Records CEO claimed that there are evil people who used to control some successful artists, including the embattled hip-hop mogul. In an interview from Behind Bars, a Knight told News Nation on Tuesday, September 24, that Diddy, Usher, and Justin Bieber are victims of abuse at the hands of those powerful and evil music executives. He went on naming Clive Davis, Russell Simmons, and Andre Harrell as the persons who introduced alcohol, drugs, and sex to control those artists. The convicted felon alleged that Davis, Simmons, and Harrell used those alcohol, drugs to compromise Combs' manhood. Now, Davis, Simmons, and Harrell have never been charged with the allegations made by Knight. And while Harrell, who mentored Diddy, he died from heart failure in 2020, and he cannot defend himself. A spokesperson for Davis emphatically denies the claim made about the legendary music producer. And 50 Cent, who has been a vocal critic of P. Diddy for years, announced on social media that his project has found a home at Netflix. The docuseries will be directed by Alexandria Stapleton, who previously helmed the Netflix documentary Hello, Privilege, It's Me, Chelsea, and FX docuseries Pride. Now, the two also emphasize that Sean Combs' story is not the full story of hip-hop and its culture. They said that they're going to aim to ensure that individual actions do not overshadow the culture, broader contributions. 50 Cent first announced his plan for the docuseries in December of 2022, with proceeds going to victims of sexual assault and rape. And at that time, four women, including Combs' former girlfriend and label signee Cassie, has filed sexual assault lawsuits. Now, Combs, again, was arrested and indicted last week on federal charges of racketeering, conspiracy, fraud, trafficking by force, and transportation to engage in prostitution. He has pleaded not guilty, and again, he remains in custody after being denied bail. In a heartfelt announcement, Hoda Kotb revealed that she would be leaving the Today Show after 26 years with NBC. Shortly after celebrating her 60th birthday, through tears, Kotb shared that it was her time to turn the page since she turned 60, and she wanted to try something new. Now, Kotb's decision was influenced by her desire to spend more time with her daughters, Haley, who's now 7, and Hope, who's now 4. She acknowledged the importance of dedication more of her time to her family, saying that, quote, "I was thinking that they deserve a bigger piece of my time pie that I have," unquote. And despite her departure from anchoring duties, Kotb emphasized her intent to remain part of NBC family in an unspecified role. She expressed gratitude towards her colleague and fans, stating that, quote, "I've been weighing this decision for quite a while. I am truly ready, but my 60th birthday celebration at the Plaza felt like a shift, like a massive, joyful yes." Kotb's departure marks the end of a significant era on the Today Show. Her co-hosts, including Savannah Guthrie and Jenna Bush Hager, share emotional tribute. Kotb's decision was also impacted by personal experiences, including her youngest daughter, Hope, who was hospitalized for an undisclosed medical condition. She remarks on the importance of being present for her family and sharing how the move to the suburbs provide a cozy and ideal environment for her daughters. And reflecting on her career, Kotb conveyed bittersweet emotion in a letter to the staff, writing, quote, "My broadcast career has been beyond meaningful. Looking back, the math is nuts. 26 years at NBC News, so many of my professional relationships have become some of my most cherished friendships." As Coffee prepared for new chapters, her colleagues and fans will undoubtedly miss her presence on the Today Show. Her time at NBC had left an undeniable mark, and as Coffee steps into her new venture, she remains optimistic and grateful. Family is family, and you all will always be a part of mine, unquote. Right now, we got 15 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, where I try to bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture right here on the network. If you want to talk about any of the stories that I mentioned so far, give me a call. Tell me what you think. The call-in number is 347-637-2656, and press the number 1. You can also talk about any of the stories right here in the chat room. The chat room is now open. And if time permits, I will be able to read your quote, your writing live on the air. Macklemore, the Seattle-born rapper known for his outspokenness, found himself in hot water after leading a F America chant during his performance at the Palestine Will Live Forever Festival. The event, hosted at Seattle's Seaward Park Amphitheater, aimed to support organizations providing aid to Palestinian refugees. A fan video from the concert captured Macklemore encouraging the crowd, saying, quote, "Straight up say it, I'm not going to stop you. Yeah, F America," unquote. Now, the backlash was swift. Business partners, including the Seattle Kraken and Sounders FC, began reassessing their relationship with the rapper. The team issued a joint statement saying, quote, "We are aware of Macklemore's increasingly divisive comments, and they do not reflect the values of our respective ownership group, league, or organization. We are currently evaluating our collective option on this matter." Additionally, Macklemore was dropped from the lineup of Las Vegas Neon City Festival due to unforeseen circumstances. In a lengthy statement posted on social media, Macklemore addressed the uproar. He said, quote, "My thoughts and feelings are not always expressed perfectly or politely. Sometimes I slip up and get caught in the moment. Saturday night was one of those times. I have been in utter disbelief with how our government is showing up at this moment in history. I don't think I'm alone," unquote. Now, many in Washington's Jewish community reacted with hurt and disappointment. Randy Kessler, regional director of Stand With Us Northwest, expressed the sentiment of moving of many, saying, quote, "There's a lot of people who are simply disgusted." The Jewish community frustration was compounded by the rapper's word in a neighborhood with a significant Jewish population. However, Macklemore also found defenders who referred to his right to free speech and highlighted the plight of Palestinians. The Council on American-Islamic Relationship released a statement emphasizing, saying, quote, "Speaking up against the genocide in Gaza is held to a different standard than speaking out on other topics in our country," unquote. The rapper clarified his stance, insisting that his words was born of anguish, not hatred. Despite the controversy and the financial and professional repercussions, Macklemore remains steadfast in his support for a free Palestine. And Mary J. Blige is hitting the road next year, but before she does, the younger New York native will have more new music to perform as she's slated to release her 15th studio album before 2024 ends. The Queen of Hip Hop Soul appeared on Sherry on Monday, September 23rd, where she made the exclusive announcement regarding the For My Fans tour, which will see support from R&B titans Ne-Yo and Mario. Now, Mary J. revealed on Sherry that the North American trek will kick off in January. Fans are encouraged to sign up for the artist pre-sale on Ticketmaster running through Thursday night, which is tonight, with the pre-sale starting October 1st. While specific dates and venue have not yet been announced, Blige will be making stops in Atlanta, Boston, Buffalo, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, New York City, Newark, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Washington, D.C., and more. Fans will have a couple of months to memorize the lyrics to Mary's upcoming album with gratitude, which she announced is slated to arrive before the holidays. It's going to be a celebratory fourth quarter of the year for Mary J. Blige, who will be honored on October 19 when she's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the 2024 class. And speaking of Mary J. Blige, once again, she's going to be bringing her music to life with an original movie. The Queen of Hip Hop Soul is set to executive produce Family Affair for Lifetime, as well as additional new title with a new multi-picture deal. Exclusively reported by Variety, the film is inspired by the 2001 song of the same name and will debut in 2025 as part of the network Voices of a Lifetime slate. Family Affair furthers the story introduced in 2023, Real Love, and continues in Strength of a Woman. Both actors, Adriana Alexis and Da Vinci, will reprise their leading roles. Family Affair, which is a working title, is executive produced by Blige via her Blue Butterfly banner, as well as Jordan Davis and John Davis of Davis Entertainment, who also produced the two made-for-TV movies. And Sabrina Carpenter, the 25-year-old pop sensation recognized for her witty and playful antics, is set to showcase her multifaceted talents in A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. This exciting holiday special will air on December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Carpenter will perform songs from her 2023 holiday EP, Fruitcake, along with iconic holiday classics, unexpected duets, and comedic guests. Headlining musical performances is just one aspect of the show. There will be comedic cameos and surprise guest appearance, adding an extra layer of excitement to the already festive atmosphere. The holiday special caps on an extraordinary year for Carpenter. Her sixth studio album, Short and Sweet, debuted at number one in the Billboard 200 chart, becoming the third biggest first-week debut in 2024. She also earned her first number one single with Please, 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 while her follow-up hit, Taste, recently peaked at number two on the Billboard Hot 100. This December, fans can look forward to her holiday variety show format. So mark your calendars and prepare to stream A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter for a night of music, comedy, and festive surprisingly exclusively on Netflix. In an unexpected twist, the afterlife comedy Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice have outmaneuvered the towering Transformer 1 at the box office, earning an estimated $26 million in its third weekend. The long-awaited sequel, which reunites original cast members Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, and Michael Keaton, has now grossed $226 million domestically and $329 million worldwide. Transformer 1, the animated prequel to the blockbuster franchise, debuted with a respectable $25 million, slightly below expectation. It featured an all-star voice cast, including Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, and Scarlett Johansson, and tells the original story of Optimus Prime and Megatron. Meanwhile, Lionsgate's Halle Berry-led thriller Never Let Go stumbled with a disappointing $4.5 million debut. The survival drama is the latest in a string of low-grossing releases for Lionsgate, raising questions about the post-pandemic box office landscape for mid-budget films. Mumbi's body horror satire, The Substance, starring Debbie Moore, also opened weekly with a $3.1 million draw at the box office. Right now we have here, we have here 24 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Oscar-winning actress Michelle Yeoh. She's getting ready to be appearing in the Avatar film series, which will occur later than expected. And Freddie Prinze Jr. has officially signed on to star in the long-awaited sequel to I Know What You Did Last Summer. He's going to reprise his role, and the announcement marks a return to the horror franchise. Also, Tyler Perry is going to be premiering a new drama on Netflix called Beauty in Black, where he will create films and series under a multi-year deal, including Mea Culpa. And Emmy-winning actor Kyle Chandler is in talks to star in the lead role of Hal Jordan in HBO's upcoming series, Lanterns. All those stories and more coming up after the break, so don't go anywhere. Now we have here 31 minutes after the hour. That was from new music, actually from Tim's, called Burning. Before we went to the music break, I was telling you that Oscar winner actress Michelle Yeoh, she is going to be appearing in the highly anticipated movie Avatar, or the Avatar film series, and it's going to occur later than expected. James Cameron, director and writer of the franchise, revealed that Yeoh's character, scientist Dr. Karina Moog, will not appear in the upcoming third installment titled Avatar: Fire and Ice. Michelle Yeoh won't be in 3. She's in 4 and 5. That's what he told Entertainment Weekly during Disney D23 convention. In 2021, late producer John Lando shared a photo of Yeoh on the set of the third Avatar film, leading to speculation that she would appear in that entry. However, Cameron clarified that Yeoh's role was planned for the fourth installment. And despite the delay, Cameron expressed his excitement for working with Yeoh. Cameron also showcased some concept art from the upcoming film, teasing that viewers will see a lot more Pandora that you never saw before. The third Avatar film is currently scheduled for release on December 19, 2025, followed by Avatar 4 on December 21, 2029, and Avatar 5 on December 19, 2031. Freddie Prinze Jr. has officially signed on to star in the long-awaited sequel to I Know What You Did Last Summer, reprising his role as Ray Bronson. The announcement marked a return to the horror franchise for Prince, who starred alongside Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Ryan Phillippe in the 1997 original and its 1998 sequel. Now, Hewitt is currently in negotiation to reprise her role as Julie James, while the new cast include Chase Sue Wonders, Madeline Klein, Sarah Pigeon, Tariq Withers, and Jonah R. King. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Jennifer Caton Robinson from Do Revenge will direct the film from a script she co-wrote with Sam Lansky based on a draft by Leah McKendrick, Neil Moritz, and they're going to return as the producers. Now, the plot details for the latest installment are still unknown. The original film, loosely based on the Lois Duncan novel of the same name, follows four friends who covered up a fatal car accident that was haunted by a hook-wielding killer a year later. It became a box office success with $125 million worldwide. Prince has revealed that his experience on the original film was marred by tension with director Jim Gillespie, who allegedly wanted to cast Jeremy Sisto in his role. And despite the challenges, Prince said that the experience prepared him for the industry lesser a-holes, unquote. The I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise has spawned multiple sequels, including the straight-to-video I Always Know What You Did Last Summer and a TV series on Amazon Prime. Sony Pictures will release the new sequel in theaters on July 18, 2025. Tyler Perry, Beauty in Black, set to premiere on October 24th. This drama marks part of Perry's exclusive partnership with Netflix, where he will create films and series under a multi-year deal, including Mea Culpa. Now, the newly released trailer introduced us to Kimmy, played by Taylor Polydor Williams, and Mallory, played by Crystal Stewart, two women with distinct backgrounds. Now, Kimmy is fighting to make ends meet after being evicted by her mother, while Mallory has achieved success as a businesswoman. And as their paths collide, they became entangled in a web of family conflict, corruption, and risky ventures. Set in Atlanta, Beauty in Black explores the collision between the affluent hair care industry and the seedy underbelly of strip clubs. Perry's inspiration came from observing the dynamic between these two worlds in the 90s. The series promised to delve into the transformative power of the underdog, reminding viewers to never underestimate their potential. Netflix will premiere the first part of Beauty in Black on October 24, consisting of 8 episodes. Beauty in Black is a Tyler Perry Studio production. Emmy-winning actor Kyle Chandler is in talk to star in the lead role of Hal Jordan in HBO's upcoming series Lanterns. The series follows Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart, two iconic members of the Green Lantern Corps, as they investigate a dark mystery on Earth. Now, Chandler is best known for his starring role as Coach Eric Taylor in the acclaimed drama series Friday Night Lights. He has also appeared in films such as King Kong, Super 8, Argo, and Manchester by the Sea. The role of John Stewart has yet to be cast. The search is ongoing for a young up-and-coming actor to play opposite the most experienced Chandler. Lanterns was picked up for 8 episodes by HBO in June of 2022. The series is described as having a gritty, true detective-like vibe, with Jordan reluctantly mentoring Stewart. The two characters investigate an earthbound murder with far-reaching implications. Chandler's casting marked a significant step in the development of Lanterns, which is part of the DC Universe banner overseen by James Gunn and Peter Safran. Other DC projects under development include The Pigeons, starring Colin Farrell, Creatures Commandos, and Season 2 of Peachmaker. Lanterns is expected to begin filming in January of 2025 in Atlanta. And Philadelphia native and The Roots member Questlove is set to helm a documentary chronicling the rise and enduring influence of the iconic band Earth, Wind and Fire. The film aims to capture the band's remarkable journey, highlighting their impact on music and culture. Earth, Wind and Fire members Philip Bailey, Verdeen White, and Ralph Johnson also share their enthusiasm for the forthcoming project, saying, quote, "We look forward to this in-depth journey of our band and are so excited to have Questlove directing the documentary," unquote. The legendary band has sold over 90 million records and achieved significant commercial success, with 11 consecutive albums going gold or platinum and 6 Grammy Awards to their name. Questlove, known for his acclaimed work on Summer of Soul or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, is poised to bring a unique perspective to this exploration of Earth, Wind & Fire legacy. The documentary promised to shed light on the band's contribution to music history and their profound cultural renaissance. Now, news of Earth, Wind & Fire documentary arrived mere weeks ahead of the group's upcoming Las Vegas residency at the Venetian Theater inside the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, from October 9th through October 19th. Travis Kelce is set to make his highly anticipated acting debut in Ryan Murphy's FX series, Grotesquerie. The 3-time Super Bowl champion recently teased his role in the horror drama show, which premiered yesterday, on Wednesday, September 25th. Now, Kelce spoke about his excitement for fans to see his performance, saying, quote, "I cannot wait to see everybody's reaction to me being in a mystery thriller. Kind of scary. What the F is going on? I get you thinking now." He also hinted at a possible Sixth Sense element in his character, saying, quote, "Are any of us alive, Jason? No, it might be a little of that," unquote. Now, Grotesquerie follows a series of crimes that have unsettled a small community. Detective Lois Tryon, played by Niecy Nash-Betts, she teams up with Sister Megan, played by Michaela Diamond, where she's going to investigate the sinister web behind the crime. Grotesquerie follows a series of crimes that have unsettled this small community, and these two women are going to, you know, they're kind of going into that town to investigate what's going on. So I haven't seen it yet, so I hope you guys check it out. It's Grotesquerie, Ryan Murphy's new FX series, which premiered yesterday, Wednesday, September 25th. Queen Latifah's life story is heading to the big screen. Last week, Latifah and her Flavor Unit entertainment partner, Shaquem Kapur, announced that they're going to produce a biopic based on the New Jersey star's life as part of a larger agreement with Westbrook Studio and Jesse Collins Entertainment to produce a number of biopics based on the lives and career of hip-hop artists. I guess that unit, that production crew is in Chicago. Will Smith, actually, is set to work on the movie as a producer through Westbrook Studios as well. Now, Latifa, whose real name is Dana Owens, first broke out in 1989 with the release of her debut album, All Hail the Queen. She has released 7 studio albums as a rapper and singer and also embarked on an acting career that began in 1991 with roles in Spike Lee's Jungle Fever and House Party 2. Over the last 3 decades, she has also appeared in movies like Taxi, Hairspray, and Burning Down the House, and won a Golden Globe Award, Emmy Award, and Grammy Award along the way. Most recently, Latifah has starred on CBS The Equalizer since 2021. No casting information, news regarding who will write and direct the forthcoming biopic, or information regarding other projects the production company will collaborate on are yet available. And Valerie Petiford is returning to daytime television for the first time in 30 years. The TV veteran will become the new Amy Lewis on the long-running soap opera The Young and Restless. The role was first created by Stephanie E. Williams in 1983, and there's currently no word on why Lewis is returning, actually. Petiford will mark her debut in her recurring role on October 29th. Her return to daytime comes after the 1990-1994 portrayal as Sheila Price on One Life to Live. Petiford is currently on series regulars on the BET Plus series, The Family Business, and has a recurring role on the CBS hit series The Equalizer. She also received 3 NAACP Image Award nominations for her role as Dee Dee Thorne on Half and Half. She also appeared on shows including The Mandalorian, The Blacklist, The Baxters, and The Discovery of Witches, and starred in films like Jumpin' the Broom, Hip Hop Family Christmas, and Stomp the Yard. And Peacock has released the official trailer for season 2 of its dating show, Queen Court, with Bachelorette Lisa Ray, Kay Michelle, and London Delicious Charles. Hosted by Holly Robinson Pete and Rodney Pete this time around, the ladies will hopefully embark on a journey to find their forever partner. In the trailer, Lisa Ray kicked it off talking about how she doesn't feel that she was meant to do life alone, as country and R&B diva Kay Michelle speaks on wanting stability in a new relationship. And Delicious, who now wants to be known by her birth name, London, hopes to get away from her hopeless romantic past and truly be herself in her next romance. Last season, we saw R&B singer Nevaeh, reality star Evelyn Lozada, and songstress Tamar Braxton each seeked out true love. As the 25 Reasons singer didn't find her match, Lozada and Braxton both ended up getting engaged to finalist LaVon Lewis and attorney Jeremy J.R. Robinson. Both Braxton and Lozada's relationship, unfortunately, did not work out. Also, after a 6-year hiatus, Victoria's Secret renowned fashion show is making a triumphant comeback, bringing with it one of music's most iconic legends, Cher. As announced last week, Cher will headline the brand's first major runway showcase since 2018, marking the first ever all-women artist lineup. The fashion house shared the news via Instagram, releasing a captivating video of the 78-year-old superstar singing her Billboard Hot 100 hit, Believe, showcasing a glimpse of what to expect on the VS runway this fall. Now, this is what the caption read. It said, "It's a woman's world, so it's understood that you can't have a fashion show without the mother of fashion herself, Cher." Now, South African pop artist Tyla will take the center stage on the runway in Brooklyn, New York on October 15th. The announcement made on September 18th has energized fans and fashion enthusiasts alike, who eagerly await the show return after its lengthy break. And according to Rolling Stone, Tyla was chosen for her vibrant personality and innovative take on pop and R&B qualities that Victoria's Secret believes will encapsulate the entertainment, glamour, and fashion of this year's show. The 2024 Fashion Show marked a significant comeback for Victoria's Secret. The event was once an annual TV extravaganza featuring the world's most renowned models, including Heidi Klum, Karlie Kloss, and Gisele Bündchen. Walking the runways in lingerie and elaborate angel wings, top musicians such as Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, The Weeknd, and Lady Gaga have graced the stage, providing live performances during the show. After the 2018 show, Victoria's Secret canceled the event amid backlash over its lack of inclusivity and promotion of unrealistic beauty standards. In 2019, parent company L Brands expressed its intentions to involve the marketing of Victoria's Secret in the show absence. And speaking of Tyler, we got 14 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take a music break, and I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day, so don't go anywhere.
Inhale harder, wanna feel your heart beat louder.
That was new music from Tyler called Breathe Me. Right now, we got 11 minutes left remaining in the show, and for the last remaining stories of the day, prepare for a double dose of holiday cheer and exclusive content from The Simpsons. The long-running animated series is gearing up for its 36th season on Fox, but fans will also have access to exciting new episodes streaming exclusively on Disney+. In addition to the Christmas treat, Disney+ will also host two more exclusive episodes entitled The Past and the Furious and Yellow Planet. The streaming service will also premiere a Halloween-themed short this October. Now, The Simpsons have had a long-standing partnership with Disney+, releasing several exclusive shorts on the platform. However, this marks the first time the series has produced a long-length episode exclusively for the streaming service. This raises questions about the future of the show's relationship with Fox, which is also producing original episodes for Hulu through its animation division, 20th TV Animation. And along with the exclusive content, Disney Plus will also stream all 18 episodes from season 35 of The Simpsons, starting on October 2nd. And the latest music icon to get their own documentary is none other than Barbra Streisand. The multi-part movie about the diva directed by Frank Marshall is currently in production. Marshall directed the 2020 documentary The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart, and the documentary The Beach Boys, which came out this year. The film is described as a definitive and comprehensive exploration of every facet of the iconic star. It's being created using Barbra's personal archives, including hundreds of hours of personal, never-before-seen videos, photographs, audio recordings, and personal keepsakes from throughout her acclaimed career. Streisand said in a statement saying, quote, "For years I've been thinking about the best way to share the vast amount of content I've been safely storing in my vault. These films, photos, and music masters, many never seen or heard by the public, hold some of my most cherished moments." Unquote. She also thanked those involved in the film for agreeing to take this journey with her. There's no word on when the doc will be released. Streisand released her 970-page memoir, My Name is Barbra, last year. And CBS and Dick Clark Production has announced nine artists set to perform on the American Music Awards 50th Anniversary Special on October 6th with Mariah Carey, Green Day, Stray Kids, Jennifer Hudson, Kane Brown, Gladys Knight, Brad Paisley, and Chaka Khan in the initial rollout of talent for the live broadcast. Additionally, the two-hour special will include appearances by Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Lopez, Gloria Estefan, and former A&A host Jimmy Kimmel. The network unveiled what many of the slate of performers will be doing during the telecast. Carrie will be doing a medley of songs from her Emancipation of Mimi album to salute that recording own anniversary, its 20th. Hudson is set to perform a salute to Whitney Houston, who won 22 AMAs in her lifetime. And K-pop group Stray Kids will do a salute to boy bands. Ray will sing James Brown Is a Man World, following a look back at winners of the American Music Award of Merit, and Kane Brown will sing a medley of past and present country hits. Khan is on board to sing her own classic, I'm Every Woman, and Knight will perform Midnight Train to Georgia 50 years after she did it on the first AMA show in 1974. Green Day will perform a recent single, Dilemma, and Paisley will do a salute to Charlie Pride, as well as a brand new single of his own. The 50th anniversary special will air live on CBS Coast to Coast on October 6th, being seen live from 8 to 10 p.m. on the East Coast and 5 to 7 p.m. on the West Coast. It also can be seen at that time or on demand by Paramount Plus, with Showtime subscribers. Paramount Plus Essential subscribers will be able to view it the next day. And Ann Wilson of the iconic rock band Heart has shared an update of her cancer journey, announcing that she has successfully completed chemotherapy treatment. In a voice-recorded message posted on social media, the 74-year-old singer expressed her release after finishing chemotherapy. Wilson's cancer diagnosis in July led to the postponement of Heart's Royal Flush 2024 tour until 2025. However, with the success completion of her treatment, she has announced that she is ready to get back on the road next year. Now, Wilson emphasized the importance of early cancer detection, stating that her story has a happy ending because of it. She urged her followers to get regular checkups, highlighting the value of preventive measures. Heart's Royal Flush Tour 2025 will include the following dates: February 28th at Las Vegas, Nevada, March 1st at Las Vegas, also March 3rd in Los Angeles, California, and March 4th at Sacramento, California. Tickets for all previous announced dates are now on sale, and the general tickets for the new dates will go on sale tomorrow, Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. Lady Gaga has announced the release of a new album titled Harlequin. It's set to drop on September 27th, also on Friday, tomorrow. The album will be a companion to Todd Phillips' upcoming Joker Folie à Deux, in which Gaga plays Harley Quinzel, a.k.a. Harley Quinn. The 13-track album includes re-imaging versions of classic songs such as Good Morning, Get Happy, Oh, When the Saints, and Smile. New material like The Joker, Folie à Deux, and Happy Mistake is also expected to be featured. Now, Gaga has previously hinted at a Harley Quinn-inspired project on her social media, posting cryptic messages such as I'm ready for my interview and Moondust Get Everywhere. She has also teased the release of her seventh studio album, LG7, with the first single set to drop in October. Harley Quinn appears to be separate from this upcoming album. And Nicki Minaj is full of surprises as she announced that her Pink Friday album series will now become a trilogy. A few weeks ago, Minaj informed fans that she'll be dropping the Gag City Reloaded Deluxe Edition on Pink Friday 2, and even teased fans with snippets of new songs. However, the music icon scrapped that idea and announced a forthcoming Pink Friday 3 album instead. Minaj shared the news with a PSA via X, explaining that all of her new songs are just too good to be thrown away on a deluxe album. Minaj is currently on her Pink Friday 2 Gag City Reloaded tour with Tyga, which kicks off earlier this month in Philadelphia and concludes on October 11 in her hometown of Queens, New York. And Gwen Stefani is set to release her fifth studio album titled Bouquet on November 15th, her first new record in 7 years. The album artwork features Stefani in a cowboy hat and a brown plaid suit holding a white flower. The 10-track album includes a collaboration with her husband Blake Shelton, Purple Irises, which was previously released. The album lead single, Somebody Else, was released on September 20th. Bouquet marks Stefani's first album since This Is What the Truth Feels Like in 2016 and her holiday album, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, in 2017. Stefani has been teasing the album over the past month with social media posts featuring flower-related images. She said the album is a reflection of her life and her love of gardening. Stefani is currently a coach on season 26 of The Voice alongside Snoop Dogg, Reba McEntire, and Michael Bublé. She recently reunited with her No Doubt bandmates for a performance at Coachella and received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Bouquet track lists include a floral theme with songs like Empty Vase, Marigold, and Late to Bloom. The album is available for pre-order now with a limited edition sky blue vinyl also available. And Megan Thee Stallion appears to have proven that hard work pays off. The 2024 BET Hip Hop Awards has announced its nomination, including the Girl in the Hood Raptress, as the most nominated artist. The 29-year-old female hip hop artist received 12 nominations, including Hip Hop Artist of the Year. This year marks the first time women achieve more than the men in particular categories. Alongside from her, the nominees include female artists like Cardi B, Glorilla, and Nicki Minaj, as well as male rapper 21 Savage, Drake, Future, and Kendrick Lamar. Megan even stopped Kendrick, who is also famous as K-Dot, from leading this year's nomination. Lamar got 11 nods, including Best Hip Hop Video for the music video of his hit "Not Like Us" and Best Collaboration for his joint track with Metro Boomin titled "Like That." K-Dot is following his nemesis Drake, who received 8 nominations. Among them were Best Live Performer, Lyricist of the Year, Best Hip Hop Video for his single titled 8M in Charlotte, and Best Collaboration for First Person Shooter, which he created with J. Cole. Furthermore, the Canadian star became the only artist who had been nominated for Hip Hop Artist of the Year all 5 years it had been presented. The 2024 BET Hip Hop Awards is set to take place in Las Vegas on Tuesday, October 8th. The award-giving show will be hosted by Fat Joe, making him the host of the event for 3 years in a row. That's going to do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Make sure you stay safe. And I apologize for all the technical difficulties, but I always say that doesn't stop a show. So, again, tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.